Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Maybe in answer to our one of our favorite Fox hosts, Sean Hannity, President Biden announced today the U.S. will provide Ukraine with an additional $800 million in military aid, including direct transfers of anti-aircraft systems and drones to help the Ukrainian military defend itself. I don't know why we don't, and there must be a good reason, otherwise great military minds would have thought of this before me, what we have in Israel, Iron Dome, I believe that's what they call it. And it intercepts missiles before they land on Israeli soil. And for the life of me, there must be a good reason. Either it takes time to put up stuff like that, but we ought to have something like Israel has, that anytime the Palestinians want to start raining down missiles, or Hezbollah or somebody of that ilk, it intercepts them. And it is the Iron Dome. It is the ultimate Iron Dome. Anyway, we'll talk about that and a lot more coming up. Oh, guess who's next? Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He says it's open season on rhinos. And he's got one in his crosshairs right now. Somebody is running for public office. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. In a virtual speech to the U.S. Congress, Ukrainian President Zelensky asked for more assistance to defend against Russian attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking through an interpreter, Zelensky asked Americans to remember the 9/11 terror attacks and the bombing at Pearl Harbor.
Terrible morning of December 7, 1941, when your sky was black from the planes attacking you.
He told lawmakers that Ukraine is under similar attack.
Our country experiences the same every day, right now.
Zelensky requested military assistance to enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine and called for steeper economic sanctions against Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden responded to Zelensky's speech by saying the U.S. will keep aiding Ukraine amid Vladimir Putin's atrocities.
This could be a long and difficult battle, but the American people will be steadfast in our support of the people of Ukraine in the face of Putin's immoral, unethical attacks on civilian populations.
Mr. Biden also called Vladimir Putin, quote, a war criminal, unquote. The Federal Reserve launched a high-risk effort to tame the worst inflation since the 1970s, raising its benchmark short-term interest rate and signaling potentially up to 7 rate hikes this year. The Fed's quarter-point hike in its key rate, which it's pinned near zero since the pandemic recession struck 2 years ago, marks the start of its effort to curb the high inflation that has followed the recovery from the recession. The rate hikes will eventually mean higher loan rates for many consumers and businesses. Wall Street liked what it heard. The Dow was up by 518 points. The Nasdaq rose 487. The S&P advanced 95. Oil down $1.40 to $95.04 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771, 800-523-3771, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castroverde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Henderson police arrested a man on a murder charge today in the death of his 5-year-old son. 33-year-old Gerald Oglesby was booked into the Henderson Detention Center on one count of murder. Police say first responders were summoned about 1:30 this morning to the 700 block of Center Street, where they found the child was not breathing. He died at the scene. Police say it is an open investigation, and it's also the first homicide of the year in the city of Henderson. The rebuilding of Mount Charleston's Lodge is underway as the final demolition cleanup from last fall's fire has begun. An accidental fire destroyed the iconic A-frame Lodge restaurant back in September. The lodge's 23 cabins were not affected by the fire and are still open. The Ellis family, owners of Ellis Island Hotel, Casino, and Brewery, own the lodge and the restaurant. Good beer, too, by the way. And the U.S. Senate unanimously approved a measure which would make daylight savings time permanent in the United States. Finally, the Sunshine Protection Act would end springing forward and falling back.
It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A lot of congestion through the resort corridor right now of Interstate 15 south at Oki, north at Hacienda. Moderate volumes on the Beltway, 215 east of Gillespie, but do expect delays through the construction on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. And, of course, that means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach and the publisher of Muth's Truths. I absolutely love it. We'll talk a little bit about his one of his latest Muth's Truths, talking about open season on rhinos. Ooh, I like that. Chuck, how you been, my friend?
Well, it's a day early, Kevin, but happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, I tell you, I'll be consuming green beer. I hope you will be, too.
Yeah, I'm looking for a place to go. Where are you going to be?
Don't know yet.
Me neither.
Might go to, what is it, Mulligan's? McMullen's, the place across from the Orleans. I'll bet you it'll be busy. It'll be packed tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I love St. Patrick's Day. I still think the Irish should get a full month, but, you know,
we'll take
the one day. We're not greedy.
I like that. It also marks 2 days from now to the filing deadline across our state. And give me the history, because you've been around a lot longer than I have. When you end up with a date like March 18th as the filing deadline, do you see some candidates that say, well, I announced, but I'm not really going to fork over the $300 or the $100, whatever it is?
Yeah, there's two things to look for on Friday. One is exactly what you said. There are candidates who have, you know, said that they were running, announced that they were running, and then when it comes time to pull the trigger by the 5 o'clock deadline on Friday, opt not to. Now, that's not necessarily the end of it, because even people who paid their $100 or $300, whatever it was, they still have, I think, 5 or 7 business days after filing to withdraw their candidacy. And we've seen that happen before in the past. So, you know, we got
Hey, Chuck. Yeah. Chuck, you are cutting out really, really bad. We're gonna take our break early. And give you a chance to get to a better part of your palatial estate, the one where you actually have cell service. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. It's Wednesday. It's a Chuck Muth sort of day. I want to ask you, because I love your Muth's Truths. I always learn something new, and you're always changing it. Explain what Muth's Truths is and how often it comes out.
It is a blog. Actually, I started it back in the mid-1990s as an email newsletter before even the term blog was invented, and then just started posting things online. I used to write almost 7 days a week, but with the client work in the election cycle now, if I get one column out a week, that's probably lucky. But sometimes the circumstances dictate that I got to put stuff out again every day that I can make the time to do it. And if people want to sign up and get on the newsletter list, just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com and enter your email address, and you'll get it. It covers mostly, from a conservative point of view, public policies and politics.
And one of the things you get into in your latest Muth's Truths, rhino season is now open. Here's my number one target. Who is it?
It is Assemblyman Glenn Levitt, who is now running for a state Senate seat that's being vacated by another rhino, Republican name only.
Whoops, we may have just lost him.
Yeah, he disappeared altogether then.
Wow. Well, at least we know it's Glenn Levitt, an Assemblyman seeking a state Senate seat. One of the things that I hate about cell phone technology, and apparently this was a landline, so I'm speaking out of school here. It's always great when you have a landline, but then what happens when the landline fails? Is it go back to the cell? I don't know. Coming up, by the way, we're going to be joined by Guy Nora, a candidate for governor, one of 12 right now, 12 governors. Candidates. Let's go back to Chuck Muth. Chuck, I'm sorry, you totally just dropped out. And this is a landline, right?
It is, and I think it's probably some evil leprechauns. They're getting some early mischief. That's got to be the only explanation I can come up with.
Explain Glenn Levitt as your number one target for Rhino.
He's a state assemblyman. He's running for the state Senate. For a seat that's been vacated by another tax-hiking rhino, Senator Keith Pickard. There is a really rock-solid, and I don't know, Kevin, if you met Jeff Stone yet or not, but this guy was a former Trump appointee. He's a former conservative state legislator from California who escaped, thankfully, refugee over here, and he does not want to see Nevada end up as bad as California did. And those kinds of policies are the same kind of policies that Glenn Levitt has embraced as a member of the assembly, and this is an opportunity to take him out and get him out of politics in Nevada for a long time, if not permanently.
Can you talk, and again, this may be going back into a campaign boot camp sort of mode, but can you explain why it is so important that we weed out people that we find objectionable for whatever reason? Too conservative, not conservative enough, too liberal, whatever. But why it's important to do this at the primary level and not wait till the general election when people then say, well, I'm not going to go to vote because I don't like the guy that we nominated. Can you explain that?
Kevin, I think you were reading my mind because I was thinking about this before we hopped on the call this afternoon. And your listeners will get this. You get to the general election and then you find a wishy-washy Republican on the ballot, and you end up voting for the lesser of two evils. Well, the Republican's not good, but the Democrat would be worse. And the only way to prevent that is in the primaries. You've got to make sure that the right Republican is nominated in the primary to go into the general, or we're constantly going to get that lesser of two evils decision that you have to make in November. And so that's why these primaries, really, I think the primaries are more important in a lot of ways than the general, because Republicans who campaign, I'm against taxes, I'm for less government, but then when they get in office, they vote along with the Democrats, just like the Democrats. They ruin the brand. The average voter isn't paying attention to politics the way we do. And so they go into the voting booth saying, okay, well, I'm going to vote for the Republican because that's what Republicans are supposed to stand for. And then you find out, some Republicans like Glenn Levitt, who betrayed the party platform and the principles, they just ruin the brand. And then it confuses the voters out there who don't know any better. They think, well, I thought that it was safe voting for a Republican, but maybe it's not. And you're right. Then you get frustrated and you just decide to stay home, and that doesn't do our team any good at all.
And then you end up with Steve Sisolak and majorities in the state Senate and the state Assembly, and all that. I'm convinced a lot of that was a part of voting for the largest tax increase in the history of our state, et cetera. That's another discussion for another time. I want to ask you, though, about races that you don't hear a lot about. I had a chance earlier to visit with Erica Neely, a candidate for Clark County School Board District F, as in Frank, and I was very impressed by her. But, I keep thinking there are all these races – Board of Trustees, County Commissioners, City Council, they're all vitally important. And after what we saw in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin, they're very, you know, parents and, you know, parents of school-age kids, they're going to be a factor to be reckoned with. Is it important that these other races get a little more spotlight, if you will, and maybe some more funding?
Absolutely. And, you know, as you started with this other races thing, Erica Neely was the first thing that came to my mind. I think you and I are chatting each other today, Kevin. She is a bright, rising conservative star. She's running for school board. It's a seat that most people don't pay any attention to in most elections. But you're right. After what happened in Virginia, after what Select did to us and other Democrats around the country with the COVID shutdowns and closing the schools and the masks and all that, the average voter is now starting to pay attention to those races that they heretofore hadn't paid a lot of attention to.
Wow.
So and it's farm team. We've really got to get these folks into these lower-level offices and start working their way up. That's how you build your farm team.
Indeed. Chuck, I'm going to let you go because your phone is just crapping out again, and if we can't hear you, we can't understand you. And we'll get together again next Wednesday. Hopefully the cell phone and landline gods will be smiling on us. Have a great St. Patty's Day, by the way.
Oh, you too, Kevin. Sorry about that.
No problem. It's just the nature of phones. That sometimes you just have phones that just crap out. I want you to hear something, though, that, as you know, I happen to love Tucker Carlson. He is one of the smartest dudes I know. I've been watching him on TV. It goes to show you how old I am. I watched him when he was on MSNBC. And he was just a guy, a journalist, that wanted to do TV. But he was good. Now he's even better because he's with Fox. And he was talking in terms that America gave up freedom. And I think all of us, especially here in the state of Nevada, a lot of us realize that we gave up a lot of freedom during the pandemic. When the governor would stumble and fumble through one of those awful-looking press conferences. Oh, it was technically horrible. I mean, it really honestly was. And it was embarrassing to be a governor of a major state like Nevada. You know, this isn't Oklahoma or New Mexico or someplace. This is Nevada, the home of Vegas. Anyway, Tucker Carlson, this is cut five. And he says, America gave up a lot of freedom during the pandemic, and we've got to get it back. Here it is.
We checked this morning, and believe it or not, this week is the 2-year anniversary of the coronavirus lockdowns. Those are the first mass quarantines in American history. And if you look back, you'll be struck by how much has changed since those lockdowns began. Think back to the America you grew up in. There were three things you knew about that country. It was a free country. It was a middle-class country, it was defined by small business, and it was a constitutional country. Our politicians were limited by the guardrails in our founding documents. They couldn't go past that. So it was a happy place. Unfortunately, none of those three things is still true about the United States. And lockdowns are not entirely to blame for that. No single cause ever is. But there's no question that the coronavirus lockdowns accelerated the transformation of the United States. Just think of masks. So we knew early on that paper masks were not going to spread the stop of COVID. A couple of studies, including a big study from Vietnam, showed pretty clearly that they were not effective. And then we watched the behavior of our public officials. It turns out they didn't like masks any more than anyone else liked masks, despite the fact they had ordered you to wear masks. When they thought no one was watching, they often went barefaced. So you saw that and you had to wonder, if masks are so darn effective and life-saving, why aren't our leaders wearing them? And we made that point. We made many points like it. We made them dozens of times on this show, and needless to say, it had no effect at all. The mask mandates stayed, and in some places, they still remain. So as this unfolded, we started to realize that masks, in fact, a lot of this, was not really about science or public health. So what was it about? Well, recently, we learned the answer because we watched it. Masks were a training exercise. Mandatory masking was a shock collar designed to teach Americans unquestioning obedience. And of course, it worked because shock collars do work. In a single day last month, we watched, for example, our entire professional class dutifully change their Twitter avatars from mask up to the now mandatory Ukrainian flag. There was no debate about doing this, no reflection. There was not even a real conversation. They just did it. Millions of people simply assumed, reflexively, a partisan position in a highly complicated foreign crisis, the next crisis. And as they did it, they moved in perfect lockstep. They were guided by their masters at the social media companies who were themselves taking direction from the White House. The whole thing was like watching synchronized swimming in Pyongyang. It was an amazing performance. Most amazing of all was seeing Republican leaders join the herd. After 2 years of COVID training, they couldn't help themselves. The result was the largest